What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today, Monday. Hope y'all had a great Mother's Day yesterday. We did. And man, God's doing so much. Thank you for all the new subscribers and joining us every Monday through Friday for our devotional. I'm going to call this episode First Class Faith. First Class Faith. You know, I remember the day I was in a little church in Connecticut and somebody came up to me and said, you know, I have a prophetic word for you. And I mean, at the time, I didn't know a lot about the prophetic. I just thought it was, okay, what do you have to say over me? I almost thought it might have been a little flaky. She said, man, God's going to use you around the world and all these things. And it was powerful. And then she goes, and I see tickets, plane tickets. Now, I never really left the state, you know. And so when she said plane tickets, I thought, oh, no, I don't really want to fly. You know, I didn't know much about flying. Probably was scared of flying. She said, I see tickets and I see first class tickets. And I remember thinking, who's paying for that? Like, I don't have that kind of money, dude. That's crazy. But I went to bed that night and I thought, God, you're big enough to do anything. And if you want to have this little kid that grew up with no money on welfare, if you want me to fly first class, then let's go. Whatever you have for me, I'll do it. And you fast forward now, you know, when you've been to 40 plus nations of the world and you've flown a million miles around the earth. First class isn't that impressive anymore. A lot of times you get it free with upgrades, and sometimes now they try to make it so reasonably priced that, you know, I mean, if anything, private jets are becoming, believe it or not, more, you know, they're trying to compete. But needless to say, that's not the point. When you fly around the world a million miles and you fly every week and you fly twice a week and you have your family, look, the space matters, right? When I'm preaching before I leave and I preach when I land, it matters. And I remember recently we were in first class. I don't remember where we were, and it is always awkward. There's only a few seats up at the front of the plane and you board first, but yet you watch every single other person walk by you to sit down. And then there was a moment recently in a flight where I was in the front, and another lady came up with a little daughter, and clearly they had to go to the bathroom, right? And I guess the bathroom in the back of the plane was, you know, occupied. They come to the front, and I'm standing there, and I'm eating. So I don't know, I was eating some kind of like beef thing, and, you know, I have the whole spread in the silverware, and I'm not thinking of it, until I realized, like, they're standing over my shoulder. And it was like weird. It's awkward. But whatever. I mean, now they're in line for the bathroom. And the daughter says to the mom, hey, mom, is this what first class is? And when she said it, I kind of, you know, I'm not paying attention to them. And her mom says, yeah, this is first class. But, you know, don't worry. We're never going to sit up here. And when she said that, she went to the bathroom and went back to the plane. And, you know, I thought about the danger of poverty, and I thought, and I don't think it's a money thing. I think you're really missing everything I'm telling you if you're wondering if you can afford a first class ticket. You've lost everything of this devotion. Poverty is really a mindset, and it is linked to so many things. Really, the religious spirit's a withholding spirit, and poverty is ugly. Poverty manifests in many different forms. It makes you think you're not good enough. It makes you think that you'll never accomplish what's in your heart to do. You believe that you're stupid because your dad called you that every day. Whatever deficit is in your life manifesting that's not living to the purposes of God is a poverty mindset. It's settling for a place underneath where God has called you to live. And I'm not saying that God has called necessarily that family to live first class. I know that is such a minor reference. But my point is, there should never be areas in our life where we've already let go and believe that we'll never have, right? So there shouldn't be areas where we feel like God's not going to do this for me. It's been too long. There's no way he's going to give me a spouse. I don't think I'll ever conceive a child. I don't think I'll ever be happy. I don't think I'll ever really operate in the supernatural. I don't really think that I can see miracles in my life. And I don't think I could make this much money to feed orphanages for the kingdom. You know, you don't realize it, but as that woman told her daughter, we'll never fly up here, she'll never fly up there. Because people that fly up there, people that soar up there, they've overcome it in their mind first before they give into it in any other area of their life. And so, no, you're not going to sit ever in first class. You're not going to have first class faith. You're not going to soar above the mediocrity of today. You're not going to do anything great for God if you believe you're not going to. And we must, look, we're people of faith. Thinking that you're going to believe for something great isn't absurd. It's actually needed. It's demanded. We must be people that think and believe that God's going to do great things with us. I'm going to give you a few thoughts after this break on how maybe you have that mindset and then how we're going to see this thing broken. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about first-class faith and really overcoming poverty in the mind. You know, I remember for years I would travel and I'd go to different cities. And I remember when I would arrive in these cities, somebody would pick me up in a car. And, you know, the first conversation would probably be what the stronghold of their city is, you know? Oh, man, thank you for coming to Albuquerque. But, man, you got to know that heroin and suicide, man, it's just a stronghold over this city. Or thank you for coming to, you know, Red Deer, Alberta, you know, but you got to realize that and it's like everywhere I would go, people are telling me what their stronghold of their city is. And I'm thinking, dude, the devil can't live. His capital city can't be every city. And I realized after time that these people were foolish, that they've bought into this narrative that the devil is one. And here I'm coming in as like this lame Superman, and they're trying to tell me how demonic their city is. I'm thinking, man, look, the demonic realm of this city is an indictment on you. Your city's demonic level should be linked directly back to your disobedience. Because if the church is doing what the church should be doing, then all hell wouldn't run rampant like it is today. They passed gay marriage in Connecticut. You thought the Lord left the house up in heaven. All these Christians lost their minds. The devil did this and the devil did that. And oh, what is going on in our nation? Nothing. This is a reflection of the nation. This is a reflection of the silent Christians that are in America. Because they've already bought into a lie. And now, gosh, the Christianity we see today, it's just ridiculous. The Christianity we see today is nuts. I mean, there's no backbone. There's no strength. Look, what we see today is nobody wants to speak up. Nobody wants to be bold. We're scared to offend everybody. So we kind of mold this Christianity so you would like it. You're not supposed to like anything. Oh, I don't want to offend anybody. The Bible says the gospel is offensive. So when you buy a poverty mindset over a region, over a nation, over your life, you start to reflect it. Things that I've seen manifested in people when they have a deficit mindset is they start to blame others. It's always everybody else's fault. You know, if you're in direct sales, you blame your upline or downline. I mean, it's like it doesn't matter what you do; it's somebody else's fault. See, poverty doesn't blame everybody else. It takes responsibility and just believes God to overcome. The other thing you do is justify. You know, you just justify your situations by saying that you don't really care about it. Or you justify your being broke by, you know, saying you're too spiritual for money. I mean, I've seen some dumb stuff over the years. Money isn't important, I hear people say. Well, you just didn't have enough of it and you just ain't done enough for God. Tell me something that's going to be accomplished for God in this world without some kind of resources. Just stop, guys. Stop being weird. It's not a sign of holiness for you to have no money. It's ridiculous. But it also isn't a sign of God's favor if you do have it. And so we have to understand that poverty isn't a financial amount. Some of the most wealthiest people I know on the earth have a absolute poverty mindset, and they're broke. Spiritually, they're broke and bankrupt. We've got to be people that are diligent, we're aware, we're armed, we're engaged. And the other thing I see a lot of people do is they complain. So on one aspect, you blame others, you justify, and then my flags go off when you complain. And complaining is the worst possible thing you could do for your spiritual health. It is toxic. It is bringing garbage in your life, every aspect of your life. And you got to understand there's like this principle that exists that says what you focus on expands. Philippians 4:8. That's why God tells us to dwell on the positive. When you're complaining and you're focusing on, what are you focusing on? What's right in your life or what's wrong with it? And you're obviously focusing on what's wrong with it, because what you focus on expands. So if you keep looking at the fact that no one loves you, no one understands you, you're misunderstood, yeah, you're going to get a lot more of that in your life. If you think and focus, see, the Bible says, as a man or a woman thinks in their heart, so they are. So the truth is, we can build a case that most of the things that you're doing and seeing in your life is a result of thoughts, good and bad. Man, our thoughts matter. Our thoughts matter. What you think about yourself, how you feel about yourself, what you believe is possible in your life, it all matters. And so you need to understand, like, whatever you buy into is going to mold you. And God has given us a realm of faith to begin to dream, to begin to believe, to begin to rise above believing that we'll never be in first class, and just believing for God to break it. Fear is another thing that always grips with a poverty mindset. Fear. People just scared of other people, right? Fear of man is a huge thing, especially in dead religion that, I don't know, most of you probably come from. It's like, I don't want to hurt you. I'm so scared of what you're going to think about me. And then most of my decisions are not based on pleasing God. They're based on pleasing a person. And if you're just okay with me, then I'm fine. No, we're not here to make sure that everybody likes us. We're here to obey God unto death. And if we obey the Lord unto death, then don't worry about it. See, the Bible says Jesus grew in favor with God and man. The problem is today we're trying to grow in favor with man, and then we're like, oh, well, God's there. No, it's the exact opposite. You get favor with God and people will follow and come. That's it. They'll like you. It doesn't matter. They'll hate you and like you, but they did him. So the most important thing is grabbing on and grabbing a hold of what the Lord has for you. So today, look, I'm going to charge you first class faith. Believe it, confess it, speak it, write it down. Dream it and get ready for the greatest. The rest of 2018 will not be like it began, says the Lord. Come on. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.